The city manager revises the strategic plan every year based on direction from the city council. The 38-page document outlines the city's fiscal policies and goals. Councillor Melinda Hofstede raised most of the questions, suggestions, and concerns about the draft plan Wednesday. The list included her call for a 5% across-the-board cut in city spending.
I think almost all of us have had to make a lot more than 5% cut in our family budgets. And I think it's possible to pull in the reins a little bit here. I'd like to see the 5% reduction. Obviously, we can't see it, and I don't want to see it in the negotiated contract, so it can't come out of personnel. It certainly could come out of not adding new staff. It could come out of potentially attrition, eliminating staff through attrition. I don't want to see any jobs eliminated other than through attrition or retirement. And I think that it's very possible to do. I'd like to, you know, have our manager work with the department heads and see how they can find it.
Hofstede said the reason she wanted the budget cut was because she wanted to see a property tax reduction, and she did not want to see any increases in city fees this year. The idea of a 5% cut to the budget was appealing to other councillors, all of whom have at times called for fiscal conservatism. But being fiscally conservative can mean different things to different people. Not all councillors were ready to make Hofstede's proposal a mandate until they knew what it would mean for city services. Mayor Al Dwyer said he'd like to see some scenarios on the impacts of such a cut.
I wouldn't vote for anything like that without knowing what the impact might be. God knows what the effect would be, and it might be a whole bunch of options on the impact as well, because there's any number of things you can do to get a 5% cut across the board.
Councillor Sarah Stoner said she'd also like to see a budget scenario before making a decision, but she echoed concerns voiced earlier by Councillor Hofstede that in the face of legislative cuts to the state budget, departmental commissioners have tried to cut in areas that most affect the public, cuts that would presumably generate opposition to the lawmakers' call for budget reductions. Hofstede did not want to see that sort of a scenario from the city, and neither did Stoner.
Like Melinda said, you know, when you have a budget cut in the state that cut the things that affect the people the most so that no one wants a budget cut anymore. And I don't want to see that happen either. And if I see a scenario, I want to see a true, honest scenario that would show that, where we really could cut, not just affect the people.
Petersburg's population has been on a gradual decline over the last decade. According to state numbers, it now stands at 3,072, a drop of just under 330 people. With the reduction in population, several councillors thought Petersburg needed to prepare for a drop in city revenue. Councillor Bob Nilsen said times are getting tough.
Income from fishermen hasn't increased. There's a few fishermen who got lucky on the IFQ system, but the rest of us are, we're making a living. It's not got any better. I would make more money in the 80s and 90s than we were making in 2000-something. So I would hope there was a way that we could save 5% more. I mean, I don't see how we can keep spending money that we don't have.
Not all councillors or city officials agree the city's financial situation is quite so bleak. In fact, the city's most recent audit showed the general fund, which pays for basic city services, actually brought in over $1 million more than it spent last year. That fact was not lost on Councillor Mark Jensen, who wanted to see some hard numbers before deciding whether there should be a 5% cut to all city spending.
And didn't our auditor say last year the city was in good shape?
Yeah, and our expenses went down.
Or we made more and our expenses went down. I mean, I'd like to see it all and compare it before I made a decision on the information that was presented to me tonight. And I'm not saying I wouldn't be in favor of it, but I'm saying I'd like to see something presented on some kind of a graph or whatever you might call it.
Jensen was not comfortable making a decision based on the conflicting budget numbers that came up in council discussion Wednesday. Some councillors referred to budget increases of 80% or more over the past decade. However, that 80% figure was based on the school district's calculations of the city's budget. According to city officials, those numbers were wrong, and they have since been corrected because they did not include city education spending prior to 2003. A check of the city's numbers this past week showed that to be the case. Petersburg's general fund spending has has actually increased by a little under 30% over the last decade. According to City Manager Rich Underkoffler, the increases are largely due to the council's decisions to cover debt and other costs from some city enterprise funds that are struggling, particularly Mountain View Manor Assisted Living, which the general fund is subsidizing this year to the tune of about $300,000 for debt and operations. Underkoffler emphasized that payroll was the city's biggest cost citywide, and union contracts prevented him from cutting personnel and payroll. Underkoffler said across-the-board cuts could wipe out small departments like the library. If the council wants a 5% reduction, Underkoffler said the cuts should be instead strategic, with the focus on the overall bottom line rather than taking 5% from each department.
And the reason we do a strategic plan is to be able to identify strategically budget reduction measures for you to eyeball and see whether or not palatable. You know, I've been places before, just like the schools, but oh, we'll have to cut out the basketball team, or we'll have to turn off the street lights, or these kind of ridiculous things. And I wouldn't recommend anything stupid like that, you know. But for every dollar we spend, there's a constituent out there that benefits from those services, one way or the other. So if you wanted to take a 5% reduction, for example, you know, we should do that strategically.
Underkoffler said the council could, for instance, stop all motor pool contributions for the year to meet the 5% goal, but he suggested the council ought to consider as well what that would do to the city's ability to replace and repair its vehicles. Underkoffler saw the call for a 5% cut as politically popular, but not quite so simple in practice.
You know, it plays well on the street, gets good headlines, sounds good on the radio as a soundbite. I want a 5% reduction. But and if you're serious about it, we need to be strategic about it and identify jointly where they are. One option is defer payments to motor pool funds.
Underkoffler was also concerned that the council was asking him to reduce the budget while limiting the types of cuts he can consider. Councillor Lee Corio agreed the council should not tie the manager's hands by exempting so-called sacred cows from budget cuts, but Corio supported a 5% cut to overall spending as well, and he took some offense at the idea that it was politically motivated.
The motivation is a genuine concern for the future, and I believe you have a genuine concern for the future. I don't want to dismiss that in any way. And perhaps we needed to have this 5% discussion before we went through our strategic plan. Maybe that might have been a little bit more helpful. I don't know. But I do believe that it's not going to be an option in the future. You cannot continue to lose population base without losing revenue to the city.
The council voted unanimously to include a 5% cut to the city's various operating budgets as a goal in the strategic plan rather than a mandate at this point. They also directed the city manager to bring back scenarios for accomplishing that goal. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.